For that,
I don't know.
He said,
it was so hard. TJ's over there laughing at me. I'm running out of breath. I don't know how to do a synth sound, so I'm like, meow, 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 meow.
I'm not gonna lie. You sounded like a cat.
I know. That's what I was in my head. I was saying, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow. So I'm Sprout. Welcome to Nuclear Playground.
No, that's not Sprout. He's an imposture. No, it's Sprout. I'm Jeremy.
And we're always joined by the illustrious L. Ron Appleseed.
L. Ron Appleseed.
I thought we agreed last time. It's Kid Delicious.
No, I'm changing. I do a different name every episode. We had this discussion last episode.
You did?
Yes.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, now your name is Methuselah Atkins. I'm Sprout. That's Jeremy. This is Methuselah Atkins.
He eats meat only. Atkins.
Also known as TJ.
Dr. Atkins.
Quit ruining my bit!
Yeah. Dude, so how have you guys been? Because I haven't seen you in like a week almost.
Tired as fuck. We missed a whole week schedule because of reasons.
Yep.
Reasons. The reasons why we're
they're very explainable reasons. I had to take on a meeting for creative reasons for a book publishing thing. Can't speak too much on the project yet because that project is not yet set in stone. But I'm looking forward to it at the very least. So, yeah.
That reason song is playing hard in my head right now.
Disappear.
What you been on?
Me? Mm-hmm. I've been working. I worked basically the whole weekend, almost all week, working this whole fucking week.
Well, I've been mostly working too, yeah.
Dude, I haven't had any time to myself. Yep.
I hate it.
I just been working.
And then when I get time on myself, it's usually at work in my office. Like, this is my only solace until I go home and go to sleep kind of shit. Like, yeah. On my busy weeks, right?
Right.
And then the minute I get into that zone where I'm like,
you know what? I take
some motherfucker calls me, knowing full well my work schedule. Lone dude hit me up 8 times a day for 3 days in a row. And I told him every day, I am at work. I cannot speak to you right now. Okay, well, call me when you can. Joke's on you, nigga. I don't know my work schedule half the time. So, like, So he's blowing me up. And I went clean the fuck off in his ass, like, picked up the phone. Ah! Hung up. And then he called me, like, 6 more times.
Well, you know. Some people are persistent.
Don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
There has been some shit, though. I forgot. I've been playing a lot of Hunting Simulator.
Likewise. Yep. It's a fun game.
Yep. Other than that,
oh, I'm dude. Working. Let me fucking, before I forget, let me tell you.
What is this?
Oh my God.
What is this?
Fuck.
What is this?
I called TJ and bitch for like a half an hour. I got one for you. Hold on. I just got to find my cigarettes. I called TJ and bitch for like a half an hour.
About what?
Because I ordered African food. Hold on.
Wait. You ordered
African food? I ordered African food because I really love African food because I myself am African.
Was it fufu and what?
No, I haven't even tried fufu yet. But all I wanted,
just good.
All I wanted was some greens and rice with the meats in it and shit like that. The African joint I really wanted to order from, I can't get on DoorDash, right? The other one that I really like wasn't available at the time, or I just misread the restaurant. One of the two. So, sorry, I'm packing cigarettes here. So, anyways, I ordered from this restaurant. It ends up being in Brooklyn Park, but not the one that I wanted in Brooklyn Center, which is close to Brooklyn Park.
Right.
I ordered my greens and rice. I didn't get my choice of meat like I usually would want to have, but whatever. It had a combination of beef, chicken, and turkey. shit's fire. Let's go for it, right?
Oh, wow. That's a nice little combo. That's like you just ate combo. Some turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of.
No. But yeah, like
yeah,
turtle.
Yeah. So DoorDasher gets to the joint.
It tastes like fire.
My phone says Dasher waiting order. Okay. I was like, bet. It's going to be here in like 10 minutes. Dasher calls me like 3 minutes after I get that notification. Says, yeah, man, they're out of greens. What do you want to get?
What?
So I said, what can I get at equal value? He goes, hey, what can he get at equal value? Because I already put in my order, right?
Right.
Like, there's no way I'm paying more for some shit off app. That's suspect.
Right.
So, old girl at the restaurant grabs the phone. She's talking to me like, we got okra, we got this, we got that, we got the third, right? And I was like, but is there anything with meat in it? She was like, what do you mean? I was like, I need something with some protein in it. I ordered greens because I wanted some meat in my shit to put in my rice. And she goes, but they're all served as a soup. Now, hear me up before I finish this story. When, okay, TJ, you are the only other person in here in this room that is black. Sherm is an indigenous person, but he has had several black experiences, having dated several black women that we both mutually know, right? So he's included on this conversation, but you, I want to ask you first. When in your whole human life, as an African-American here, as a product of slavery, have you ever been served greens as a soup?
Wait, no, the greens were supposed to be served as a soup or no, the meat?
No.
She told me verbatim, sir, greens is a soup. The meat be in the greens.
Bro, I've never had greens in a soup. I mean, I've had to pull them out of water.
Now, you saw the look on his face, right? That was the look on Twitter's face when I posted that shit. So that's what I'm talking about.
Was it like lost in translation? Were these like clear English speaking?
She was speaking English as well as me.
Okay. What the f...
Like, you hear me, like, not code-switching right now, right? Ooh, she... Never. She... No, I do code-switch on this podcast, but the point I'm saying is that, like, she was speaking just how I'm speaking to you right now with the now new King's English. Actually, I refuse to say that. The Queen's English. That's the motherfucker I grew up under. And,
hello, Governor.
She said, sir, greens are a soup. And I flat out said, I've spent 42 years of my life, almost 43. Now you know how old I am, Internet.
Well,
as a black man in America, and I've never in my life been served greens as a soup. No. I've cooked greens, and it is started as a soup, but it always ends on a motherfucking plate. You tell me what motherfucking soup ends on a goddamn plate, you silly person.
Some people do that with their ramen.
What?
They just pull all the noodles out.
Yeah, and I will smack the next person I see do that shit. I hate people. Why do you want puffy, dry ramen? It's supposed to be ramen.
Some people do.
Ramen is served as a soup. Ramen is supposed to be served as a soup.
Yeah, but you can't tell people. Like, tell the motherfucker in prison that. They'll look you dead in the eye and say, I'm going to fuck you tonight. And then I'm going to make a pizza.
Not before I slap you in the face with your ramen noodles.
No, but they're going to make a pizza because it's going to need to be crushed up. They make tacos, pizzas, all kinds of shit with ramen noodles. I've watched it. They be doing some shit.
Yeah, but that's in prison where motherfuckers have no rules.
There's no rules here. What are you talking about?
No, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, they don't need...
Fuck you talking about, Scout. They don't need
to read to eat.
Bro, there is literally no rules in this world.
There's two things they can do. Either stand in line and get food and eat, or have some motherfucker tell you that you can get some shit in commissary and make some fucking Betty Crocker type shit without the ability to read. That's the whole point I'm making. So, anyways, this woman told me that greens is a soup. I lost my shit. So I'm like, okay, well, what can I get that's similar? She was no help. DoorDasher gets back on the phone. He's like, I don't know what to do, bro. And I said, tell that bitch. I said, I don't care what I want anymore. Just give me something that's equal value. I don't give a fuck. You know what showed up at my door 30 minutes later?
What?
Greens!
But you know what I said to him before that?
Why were they out of... Why would you tell me they're out of greens, but I got greens?
I told him before.
So I got into an argument with this bitch that thinks greens is a soup. And I still got greens. What?
I told him before he hung up, you know how ironic it would be if it still showed up.
As a soup?
No, you're not the only one, because you were the second person I called. You know who I called first? Chris. Christopheles. And that nigga said the same shit. Yo, it'd be funny as fuck if you get greens when that shit show up. And I was like, shut up, Chris. I'm already mad as fuck. And then you said the same thing. And I was like, oh, my God.
And it happened.
Well.
She was trying to keep him.
She was trying to keep him. But here's the funny part. Most of the meat in there wasn't even meat. I got, like, greens and bone and gristle. Yeah. She kept all the goddamn meat.
Yep. She's like, you going to get
just
your
so
greens.
Just so she can feel like she was like a quarter right.
She's like, I told him.
You cook greens as a soup. You serve it, not as a soup. You know how I know? You know why? You know why niggas here in America can dunk higher than white people and run further yards than white people and all that shit? Because during the slave times, we didn't get to eat shit like the motherfuckers in the house could eat shit, like all the people who own the house eat shit. We got pot liquor. And you know what was in the pot liquor? It was the soup. Like the broth that was left over from the greens. But that was all where all the protein came from, too. Because you cook off all the protein in the food. It's sitting there in the pot liquor. And now we're dunking on motherfuckers. That is a historical fact. And you're laughing. Happy Black History Month last month. Learned that shit from my black ass history teacher, and I still believe in that shit, because once we got to be able to either be indoors or free, we were like, oh man, the greens is the best part of the meal. Why would we drink the other shit? But it was already too late. They bred us to be better than them, and now they want to be mad that there's only like 5 white guys in the NFL.
Yep.
What?
Most of them motherfuckers linebackers or quarterbacks. or line front linesmen.
Or centers, because yep. They're fat as shit.
No, they usually keep Samoans as centers. Because them dudes is wide.
Oh, nowadays, but
and
when we was
strong.
Growing up, when we was growing up, it was some beer drinking ass, sitting on the couch, Al Bundy looking ass white dudes.
The motherfuckers are strong as shit.
They gotta be.
Hell yeah.
You can't be that. You can't have that much body and not be strong. That's why I like sumo. You're like intentionally fat, but you still work out.
They will fucking kill you. They're so strong, dude.
Yeah.
Like my uncle Austin, you see how fat he was? That dude picked me up with one hand, just up and against the wall like a fucking, like a movie.
Between Jason and Austin, Austin was the one I feared the most.
Dude, he could.
Two reasons. Austin had the fucking gash all the way up to here, that scar.
Oh, no, that was Jason.
That was Jason?
Yep.
I swear that was Austin.
No, Austin has the gash in his legs and, like, the stab wounds in his arms and shit.
Because Jason was the cool uncle that bought his 40s. Austin was the motherfucker who would, I know that motherfucker seen death.
Yeah.
Like, I could see it in his eyes.
Yeah, he'd been in jail, been in prison. He's been through all kinds of shit. That dude was, he was a battle tank. And I learned so many fucking, like, ways to get money from my Uncle Austin. Like, it was insane. Like, I could rip off all kinds of things. And I learned a lot about different drugs. I watched him do heroin. Like,
my younger sister had me on some get-rich-quick shit for a while. That's why I stayed in Wisconsin for a hot minute, because I was like, damn, how the fuck are you, like, 5 years younger than me, and you got, like, all the cons?
Yep.
I'm moving to where niggas don't know shit.
Yeah. Like hitting payphones and so, like, everything. Just anything that had money in it.
Hey, TJ, before we do further news and shank the piggy bank, we got 15 minutes. Hit me with that news that I sent you.
What news? You guys are doing secret stuff behind my back?
We've been planning.
I don't like that shit.
Oh.
This just in.
Hiroshima City Board of Education dismissed a female teacher in her 20s for inviting a boy under the age of 18 into her home and committing obscene acts on multiple occasions.
This is as of 3/19.
Okay. This is in Japan?
Yeah.
Okay. Because to me, I'm not... You see this face? This is my lack of surprise that teachers everywhere ain't doing this. Because, like, here in America, it's a pastime for female teachers.
Well, I mean, in Japan, it's a little bit different. But I do understand because birth rates is down. And the older you get as a woman, if you haven't already made it, the more you want to have babies. So, like...
Wait.
That's how you get a lot of geriatric pregnancies.
Yeah. Not all women are like that, bro. I know plenty of women who are like, nah, I'm good.
No, not every woman. But there's a lot of women who talk about that shit.
Right. Here, it's hard to get... Here, it's hard to even get your shit clipped if you didn't have a child. Like, they won't let you do it.
Yeah, because they don't want women to have abortions.
Yeah, nah,
it's systematic here. That's different. Continue, TJ.
According to the City Board of Education, from July to August last year, the teacher invited the boy to her home in Hiroshima and committed countless obscene acts while knowing that he was under the age of 18.
Was this a Pornhub movie like thing, or is this real?
No, this is real.
No, I'm just kidding.
A dream come true.
A dream come true. But see, that's the most. That's okay. Okay, so that's obviously a double standard. You know what I mean? Like, if it was a male teacher doing that shit, we wouldn't be saying a dream come true. We'd be like, what? That dude's going to prison. He needs to be fucking yada yada yada.
I don't know, because Japan operates a little bit different. They're too homogenous for us to make that assumption. Cause like there's too many different people here for us to be like, oh, in Japan, yeah, it'd be like totally the same.
What?
Because there's too many beliefs. There's too many different beliefs and cultures here. Do you see what I'm saying?
Melted pot.
Yeah.
Okay. Or
in Japan, it's all the same shit.
Yeah. No. Obviously, because Japan makes fucking like young girl dolls for people and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, there's
also going to say tentacle porn, but hey.
And vending machines with young girls' panties. But that's in, like, red light districts. That don't count. Like,
no, that counts. That's in Japan. That
that's
counts.
Not corporate Japan. That's, like,
no.
Small business Japan.
That's where corporate Japan goes.
It is. But that's not the point I'm making. There's more, though.
It was discovered when the boy's parents consulted the school. The now former teacher apologized to the City Board of Education. I deeply regret that I have acted unbecoming as a teacher. Lies. I truly apologize for the inconvenience.
No, I don't think it's a lie. I feel like there's a hint of regret, but I also think it is a very
small
Japanese response. Sorry for the inconvenience. Your son needs therapy. Sorry for the inconvenience.
But does he though? Like, how old was this kid?
Nah, he's getting high fives.
He's under 18, but he was definitely, he had to have at least been like a third year.
How old was this teacher?
Probably like 10 years our junior.
In our 20s.
20s?
20s.
They got teachers that young?
Apparently.
Apparently.
That's why I say.
Me a teaching.
Oh, wait, the age gap thing, right? Like, they have that whole age gap shit going on down there. You know what I mean?
What you mean?
Like, there's not a lot of young people versus... There's not a lot of people in between.
Yeah.
Yep. Is there either really young people or old as fuck?
It's because of the birth gap.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's like a big old thing going on down there.
The board commented, "We apologize for having the loss, for having lost the trust of children, parents, and citizens. In the future, we will thoroughly enforce the discipline of teachers and staff to prevent a reoccurrence." The City Board of Education also explained that the delay in announcing the punishment was due to the strong wishes of the boy's parents.
They're like, well, you're a man now. You better get a fucking job.
Right. No, here's, okay, so I discovered that we do have some Japanese listeners. Yoroshiku hajimemashite, Nihongo, or Nihonjin. I don't know how to say this in Japanese completely. So if you are listening to us and you do understand English, hit us up in either our voice messages or hit us up on Twitter at @nuclear_play. Verify if this is an actual story or not, because I really want to know. I found this on like a website that follows like Japanese culture and shit like that, but like it's an American based thing, so I don't know if it's actually true. For all we know, this might be something that's made up, like some kind of like Playboy fan fiction type shit.
Yeah. I don't know, but if you've seen the amount of teachers here that are doing it, it's like almost every week there's a new one.
Well, here's different, man, because there's more students that want to fuck their teachers than there are teachers that want to fuck their students.
No, wait, the teachers have to want to fuck their students, bro. That's how that happens.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do to get that A.
I don't know, man, because I had an English teacher that I really wanted to fuck.
Yeah, you really wanted to fuck, but she wouldn't fuck you unless she wanted to fuck you. You know what I mean? And she's the adult, so that makes her the responsible party. You're just a dumbass kid.
Yo, where that piggy bank at?
That piggy bank be right.
Yeah, let's shake it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, it's about that time.
What time is it, baby?
It's time to feed your crave. New from McDickleberries, the McLizzian toast.
We'll be on that toast.
Long, hard, soft, and wet glizzy on top of dry, crusty bread. Toasted to perfection to cut the roof of your mouth and guaranteed to give you an STD. The new McLizzy. Go to your new McDickleberries. Anytime, 24 hours. The Glizzy and Toast service.
Queef, 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 queef. I'm hating it. McDickleberries. He's a guaranteed to. I lost it. I was about to like audibly laughing, like, guaranteed to cut the roof of your own mouth. TJ. Our anchorman TJ has more news for us. Oh, hold up. That was on me. I didn't hit the button hard enough.
Monticello leak of radioactive water was in top 10.
Oh, I'm sorry, start from again.
Monticello leak of radioactive water was in top 10 among U.S. plants, reading shows.
You have 400 gallons, 400,000 gallons. And this shit, though, it started in November, bro. And they're just now reporting this.
Really?
I actually posted this on Twitter like a
How's
few days ago.
How's your fam doing water-wise? Because they live in Monticello, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I mean, at least a couple of them.
I don't even think they drink the water from the sink. I think they drink bottled water.
No, y'all, they do be doing... Y'all, I mean, you was doing bottled water when I went to visit you.
Yep.
I barely do fucking tower water where I live, and I'm closer to Minneapolis than you guys are.
Right. Yeah, no, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but it's right next to the fucking Mississippi.
It is.
It's literally right next to the Mississippi.
The freeway leading there, like, runs along the Mississippi.
Yeah, and then the... But the plant is right on the Mississippi. It's, like, right there.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yep. They trying to poison the whole fucking United States.
Nah, that's Minnesota's Flint. Because the Detroit River goes a decent ways across the country, too. It doesn't just cut through Detroit and stop.
But, bro, but just look at the Ohio River, all that shit from Ohio and Palestine River, that all's running fucking down towards Louisiana, going into the Mississippi, right? Now you got the northern...
Is it?
Yeah. Now you got the northern part of the Mississippi coming down. It might be all bad. But here's the other thing. I did see it's so minuscule. The levels are supposedly so minuscule, it probably wouldn't make a difference. But who knows?
I'm about to Google this Ohio River thing while we're still talking news. Y'all keep...
A monitoring
monitoring. I can't even say monitoring. But yeah, that word.
Well, at this site registered at
Trillium.
Is land
of 5 million picocuries per liter, according to a November 22nd report.
See, back in November.
From the plant to the state, only 5 other plants across the country have registered leaks at higher concentrations than that, according to a 2021 report from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The most recent available. What's that word again?
Trillium.
Trillium, a mildly radioactive form of hydrogen, mixes easily into the water but presents no health risks unless it's ingested. It occurs in nature, but more commonly as a byproduct of nuclear power production. Xcel has been pumping up and collecting contaminated water and is also pumping to keep the underground plume of from spreading.
He said, fuck it.
By last week, the concentration in the monitoring well had decreased to
the Mississippi, nowhere near the Ohio River.
No. What are you?
Oh, but there is runoff that leads to
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It all leads
to it. I see it on the map, yeah.
Had decreased to 2.47 million picocuries per liter, said Kirk Kuwa.
What's a picocurry?
It's a measurement.
Yeah.
It's a new one that I've heard.
It's a measurement of molecule.
Like a picogram?
Yep. It basically.
Like that John Bones Jones bullshit?
Yep.
The federal limit for trillium in drinking water is 20,000 picocuries, but none of the contaminated water has left the site or reached any drinking water source, including the Mississippi River.
Yep.
State officials and Xcel have said.
It's finna hit that shit, though.
I mean,
there's a lot of chemicals that hit the water, and yeah, it's gonna get diluted before it hits our river, and we'll be well beyond that river's flow of water, but it's still gonna hit the ocean.
No.
Ooh.
Sound like it.
Have you heard? I don't have the article pulled up, but I was watching on new YouTube.
Okay.
And a bunch of people who were saying that like all these like cereals were like part of a complete breakfast and are healthy and shit like that are, I believe they're being put in a class action lawsuit, which they're countersuing for, because they feel like the reason why they're being sued is being a violation of their corporate free speech. All these cereals like Frosted Flakes, Lucky Charms, Cocoa Puffs, all that shit. Yep. They're actually being deemed unhealthy after this study and shit. And, I mean, I would be mad about it if I didn't enjoy the cereal, but I already knew that shit wasn't healthy for me when my grandma told me I'm gonna get diabetes.
Yep.
So, I'm good. I put too much sugar on my cornflakes, and my grandma was like, you're gonna lose a foot.
I mean, there's a lot of things that, a lot of things that we eat that are just like, they're just trying to get rid of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay. Like skim milk. Like legitimately.
That's just dirty water.
No,
you can't tell me that's real milk.
It's regular milk, right? Like from the cow. And then the cream and fat and everything separated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then the leftover water and whey. That white, fucking clear, a foggy,
like the shit Little Miss Tuffet don't fuck with, cause she don't already ate the curds.
Yeah, everything's already out of it except for the whey protein. And even then, you could dry that shit up and just get the whey powder out of it. You don't need to fuck with that goddamn water milk.
Fucking hate skim milk.
I hate skim milk.
Can't stand it. I used to judge anybody who raised their kids on skim milk, and their kids were my age.
Like, who the fuck drinks?
Like, I could beat your kid up if I didn't like him.
You know, back in the day, farmers used to just throw that shit away or turn it into whey protein mm-hmm. and shit. You know, they're like, we don't want this shit.
Hate's a strong word. I didn't hate those parents, but I really did judge them.
I hated them, man. I was like, you motherfucking garbage. You're garbage.
You're garbage.
You're garbage. Your muff is garbage.
Oh, you guys, I discovered something. No, I'm just kidding. I found a new button. You want to hear it?
Yeah, sure. Let's hear it. Why?
I just found it. It was pre-programmed, and I go an octave down. I have that button now.
You have an elephant?
Yeah, so when you were like, oh, catch that big dick energy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No. It was just there, pre-programmed. I did not put that in. I swear to God. It was just there. I just restored all this hardware.
I don't like using any of those fucking words, like big dick energy or small dick energy or any kind of energy type shit. Like, it's just not for me.
I just use that me energy. I don't believe in big dick energy, but I do believe in a good short man complex.
I believe in short man complex. I believe in assholery. I believe because, like, it's a good
one. What about fuckery?
Fuckery, too. Yep.
You get a minor in assholery with a major in fuckery, and you get a PhD in being a bitch-ass nigga. That's how it works, usually.
Yep. Like, there's a difference between being confident and being fucking arrogant. And once you get to that arrogant level, you're an asshole.
Mm-hmm. Oh, TJ, I do believe we have some... No, we can wait for that one. What you got lined up for us?
I thought you were going to...
Oh, you got another story?
Yeah.
Whip it out.
You're supposed to do the thing. Do the beep, 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 beep.
I mean, if we're still on news, do we have to do it for every story?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're that podcast.
Yeah.
Police arrest 23 in Hennepin County sex trafficking operation.
Yep.
Wait, what?
Yep. I heard about this, too.
Yeah. So, around
where?
Get there.
So aggressive.
Around 24 people were arrested last week in a sex trafficking operation in Hennepin County. Local law enforcement leaders announced Monday. Monday afternoon, Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodge said a total of 23 men were arrested on March 15th and 16th, and a 24th man is under investigation. According to Hodge, the men all responded to an advertisement that showed pictures of an undercover officer seeking prostitution services from a sex worker. All the men arrested were booked at the Bloomington Police Department and were released pending charges.
And then?
I was like, you sound like you're going to say what? It was like pending charges.
Yeah, that's it for this one. Until I can hear more. Yeah. They haven't updated it.
Alright. Did you guys hear about the fucking protests in France?
Yes.
It's insane.
You sent me a link about it. I did not click it because I was on my way
from home. It's gotten so
from a store doing shit.
They got over 10 tons of garbage just chilling in the streets and shit. Fucking riot shit's burning. They had at one point the French ministry was like, there's like 1.5 million protesters, but the unions were like, we have 3.8 million people out there protesting.
Yeah, that's not a protest anymore, that's a revolt.
Yeah They even said it, dude. What was that, the king, when they let them eat cake.
I'm behind on a lot of this news over the ocean because I'm worried about democracy failing. So please tell me what's going on in France that caused this.
I can tell you exactly what's going on.
Fire away.
Okay, so what happens is Macron, their new prime minister or whatever.
Oh, he ain't new. He's been around for a minute.
Yeah, but anyways, this guy.
Good old Macron.
Macron. He wanted to increase the retirement age from 62 to 64, right?
Oh, I didn't hear about that. But
and so all the unions started their strikes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody was waiting for the democracy part where they can do their votes through all the different fucking parliament and shit, right? Well, he invoked his right, his power to just overrun everything and basically push this bill through, like, regardless of what anybody has to say. And the parliament has to do, like, a vote of confidence thing against it. But basically what he did was he basically said, nobody's getting a chance to vote. I'm doing this, and this is what we're going to do.
Dictatorship.
Yeah, okay. So, and then after that...
But they have a constitution, I believe. And if they have a constitution that allows them to do that...
Yeah, but that's why they got the protest. And now they're allowed to do this, right? And this is against what the people want. And he's not listening to what the people want. So now they're out there protesting. And then he's...
Or Bill of Rights. That's what I meant. But either way, continue.
He's trying to take away their ability to protest. Like, he just... It was something that I just read, like, from today. That he was, like... He's looking into, like, how to deal with the protests and shit, right? Because there's, like... And they're asking for his head now, dude.
Maria Antoinette.
Let them eat cake, right?
Yeah.
No, they're, like, we took their head.
Head cut off.
We'll take yours, too. You know? And so France is shut down right now, dude. They cut the power to, like, all of the rich folks, I guess. Or... At least some of the politicians, all their houses, but they left everybody else's on, and they just shut everything down.
So the people are saying democracy is failing there, and that's why they're out in the streets. Like,
And
if it could happen in France, it could easily happen.
That's the birthplace of democracy. Like, as far as the Western world's concerned.
You know the story behind Guy Fawkes?
Well, no. I mean, if you think about it, democracy started in Rome, but that was more of like a republic.
Yeah, it was a republic.
A republic. Yeah.
Yep, they had slaves, and there was no freedom, really, you know. But, yeah.
They need to blow up that building.
Yeah, there's a...
Have another gunpowder.
Another Guy Fawkes moment where he goes to do it, but gets fucking betrayed and ends up getting killed.
But this time they succeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope. No. It's crazy, man. But you know what? like a month before that, in February, England, had like their largest protest in like 60 years. And there was like 300 or 400,000 people, like a half a million people out there protesting.
Was it something the king said?
No, it was something to do with like... some kind of reform or something to do with their union shit. Like, there's just been so many protests over there. It's pretty crazy.
So, since we're talking about news, this is not really news because it was spoke about yesterday and the day before, possibly, but either way. Supposedly, Trump was getting arrested today, and nothing happened.
Yep.
This nigga was just talking some shit, and nothing happened.
Well, that was the Department of the Department of Justice.
Because nobody is thinking. No. He made an assumption.
They don't know.
He made an assumption based off of him watching some shit on TV. It was like, I'm going to jail. Make sure that they put up barricades and you storm the whatever, and nothing happened.
Wait a minute.
But at the same time, there are moves being made for him to be indicted. So he will be held responsible for a crime instead of all the crimes, which doesn't make any sense to me. And hopefully they're still doing the committee that's doing like January 6th shit. But right now there's like hyper-focus on the Stormy Daniels shit. But... I will say this. If you can get him for one thing, you can get him for all the things. Me and my mom were just talking about this. It's really weird how, like, you can, like, arrest just, like, a regular peon, like me or you or Thomas, like, easy, right? Easy. For, like, the smallest of things. Like, with minimal evidence. And this man's got, like, all the evidence on the playing field. He just leaves it everywhere he goes. And because he's so high profile, because he was a president once, we can't do shit until there's, air quote, further due process. Where due process get other niggas like all the time for like stupid shit, like you got a dime in your pocket.
Yeah, but right? They got the money for litigation and fucking friends and politics, you know what I mean?
But even before he was president, there's shit he could have been gone to jail for. And it wasn't revealed until he got voted for and became president.
Like I said, he's got money and friends in high places. You know, well, like everybody else.
On the other side.
Yep, they do.
But here's my biggest qualm, is that... I'm handing you this shit, just put it out. But anyway, here's my biggest qualm, is that... And me and Jeremy were talking about this earlier. So, you expect one high-profile person who served in the government at the highest level to be responsible for some shit that happened before he became president, right? Alright, bet. Let's talk about all the other politicians who ain't president right now who is on some grimy shit. Let's talk about the politician that's a president right now, and yes, I voted for him, but you know what? Lesser evils, right? But he been on some grimy shit before he became president without the whole overseas shit, right? Let's talk about the lock them up shit where he was talking about locking niggas up over grimy shit, right? Like the dumb shit like, oh, you got like a nickel on you? Go to jail. Shit like that, right? Whatever. I'm not a big fan of Biden. I just know that I wouldn't have done a second term of Trump. I would have thrown myself off a cliff like a lemming, and I would have been the only lemming. I guarantee you. So there's that, right? But it's like, if we're holding Trump accountable for one, just one illicit thing, we should really hold him accountable for all the illicit things he's been doing. Not only just for, like, the January 6th or the Stormy Daniels, but all the other bullshit he pulled in the entire four years of his presidency. Let's talk about Joe Biden, his son, his family. Let's talk about the Clintons and Epstein. Let's talk about...
And all the dead people.
Yeah. Let's talk about how Ted Cruz was like, oh, you guys are cold? I'm going to somewhere warm. What a coincidence.
There's just like a million. Like, they're all, like I said.
We got Ron DeSantis. We got Matt Gaetz Venmoing 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds for sex and shit like that. We got, the list goes on, man.
I just can't believe...
If some of those politicians worked in Hollywood, who knows whatever the fuck they did. Not shitting on Al Franken, but we don't know. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's... You got me down a fucking rabbit hole, Sherm.
Yeah.
I haven't even done much of the research, but I know what I know.
That's a lot.
TJ. You got Reddit pulled up. We're doing a Is It Racist? And it's not from a very particular subreddit. A lot of them are coming from the afraid and or scared to ask. I don't remember what that subreddit is. But there's other ones too. So don't worry about the subreddit, TJ, but definitely quote the user and then ask the question. Or, you know, like name the user, ask the question. I want to give those users a shout out because I want to make sure that they're heard.
All right.
And you did choose your top 3 to 5?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. First user. User Mental Flight 6949.
Oh, 69. Sorry, the bingo in me took over.
What was it?
Mental Flight 6949.
Okay.
Is it racist to call my girlfriend a pot noodle?
A pot noodle.
Can we get some context?
What is a pot noodle?
Click into that. Like, what is there context to that question? Yeah, I'm curious too.
Like, because I'm trying to jump to a race thing. Like, is this connected to a race? Like, what would be a pot noodle?
I don't know.
Let me see. Is it racist to assume a race for this word?
That was it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just go through his comments real quick here, because there's zero context. Like, none. Zero. There's negative one context.
Just a shot in the dark.
Yeah, this is the subject, and that's it. Okay, there's five upvotes. Why? I don't know. 17 comments. We ain't going that deep. I will go through these. Ask her what she thinks. 8 upvotes, no replies. Okay. Ask her family. Immediate response. Dude, stop trolling. That's terrible advice. Immediate response. Dude, lighten up. Appears that honesty is not in your DNA. Another comment. Hot pot would be more Asian. I think I know where this dude's going.
Okay.
The original poster.
Yep. So that was my assumption.
The other guy's like, hot pot would be more Asian. And then the other guy, so dude says hot pot would be more Asian. Immediate response. Sounds more Lancashire to me.
Hell no.
Yeah, I'm not going to go through the other ones. The other ones are just dumb because it's the same response over and over again. What you got, TJ?
Wow.
Is it racist to tell a black person that they act white?
Yes.
Context.
I will give you the. You should know, TJ.
I know. I'm a fucking Oreo.
You were raised by wolves. I'm sorry. That was rude. That was racist. You were raised by white people. You were adopted. I was
raised by the Pillsbury family.
I just have a white grandma, but I have a mom who values education and literature, and I also do the same thing. So, like, here's my voice, right? Growing up in middle school, high school, mostly high school.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, this nigga think he's smart because he can read and shit. That was a literal quote in a class where I just finished reading, right? And then all the white people are like, oh, you speak so well. And to whose standards? Like, because I'm going by my mom's, and my mom's black. So...
I'm sorry, I forgot to say the user, but it's I Love Sweets 8.
I know, yes, it is.
Okay, yeah, so it's a good thing that they asked, though, because I feel like...
But it's from both sides of the playing field. A black person can't tell me I sound white, and a white person can't tell me I sound white. I sound like a motherfucker who sounds like somebody who knows what he's talking about.
Well, my thing is, it is racist, but it also shows ignorance. But it's not to say that some people don't have any experience with black folks. All they got is rap music. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
All right, so less racist, more prejudice.
Yes, yeah, it's understandable prejudice. Like how they can be prejudiced because some people don't have any experience outside of fucking the bullshit that they see on TV. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or on the radio or whatever. They don't. Yep. But yeah, no, it's still racist.
It still rubs me the wrong way.
It's still racist.
I spent 4 to 6 years of my life
ignorant.
Dealing with this nigga think he's smart, he can read, and you speak so well. And then, also working in retail for like also the same amount of time as like the first half of my high school years was a bunch of white people coming into where I work and going, oh my gosh, you speak so well. Where do you go to school? And when I say Minneapolis North, they're like, oh my gosh, aren't you worried about the shootings? And if it's not that... Also, never any shootings happened in my school except for like 2 on the premises. And they were far and few between.
Right.
Every other shooting that was like in a 7-block radius of my school, news would be like, shooting at North High School. So all these white folk from nowhere near my school are like, oh, I'm so worried about you. Or it's either that or it's, do you know the star player of your basketball teams that have been winning all our championships? And I'm like, no.
Oh yeah, that one dude there.
Khalid Al-Amin.
Yep.
Do you know Khalid? Yeah, I had one class with him, but do you know him? no.
And you know what? I'm proud of you for not riding his coattail. Like some people, I'm sure, like, yeah.
Well, just me like and him, just like all the old white people that came into my liquor store the year Prince died, which was the same year I started at my liquor store.
Yeah.
Every white person coming in from the rain was like, yeah, well, you know, I went to school with Prince. No, you didn't. You went to the same school as Prince. Just like I went to the same school as Khalid.
Purple rain.
Shout out to Khalid. Thanks for letting me go to all your games for free because I was in the school band.
Yeah. Shout out to Prince, who's dead.
Actually, thanks for carrying us to state so I can go to all those games for free. There were some really good games. Anyways, next question.
This comes to us from Purple Platypus Bear 20.
Purple Plat.
Ironic.
Yep.
Why is it racist to blame Arabs not affiliated with ISIS for 9/11, but perfectly acceptable to blame white people for slavery?
Oh!
Nah, not done yet. Both are instances where an entire race is made a scapegoat for stuff they weren't
part of.
Wait.
Repeat that one more time.
Yes, please repeat that.
Why is it
Is there like more to that? Or is that just the headline?
That's the headline.
Yep.
Click into it real quick.
I did. There's more. There's
a skim through it real quick. Or is that a comment?
No, that's context.
Okay, please give me more context. Because I need to know where this guy's going. Because I already got like a million
I
want to
know where he's coming from to see where he's going.
I got a whole bunch of historical answers where there's reasons why not all white people are blamed for this.
All right.
And at least after the assumptions made, they go, but I'm fucking Swedish.
It says, it was a critical research failure on my part to say ISIS was a part of 9/11. They didn't. It was Al-Qaeda. As I have learned from many of you in the comments. Also, it was wrong for me to compare 9/11 and slavery. They really can't be compared because, as I learned from the people in the comments, a lot of white people benefit financially and sociologically from slavery, whether they want to or not.
And Arabs, that includes the private prison Muslims, industry.
Middle Easterns don't benefit from 9/11. I also worded this post very, very poorly. I used the word blame when what I really meant to say was associated with. I'm trying to ask about why it is okay to associate white people with the sins of their ancestors, even though some of us white people have relatives that never owned slaves.
I have an easy answer to that.
But it's a hate crime to do that with literally any other race.
Okay, so
shoot.
Between us black folk, me and you, TJ,
yes,
and literally any white person, we have no idea of where they come from, because a lot of European white folk share similar traits, right?
Yeah.
Not all the traits, but like a lot of them.
Yeah.
And because a lot of different looking white people owned us back then, and we didn't know shit when we were like first brought here to like North Carolina, Virginia, fucking name another coastal state, Florida, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Mississippi.
Mississippi, yeah.
Okay, so
anyways, the point I'm making is this, is that we didn't know any different. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just seen a bunch of white folk, and it was like, okay, they treat us like shit. We can't really trust them for shit until they prove us otherwise, right?
Right.
And it took a long-ass time. So long that, and I firmly believe this, that we are just genetically at risk to not trust white people until they can prove us otherwise.
I feel like...
And I know this because I've been in them shoes 1,000 if not millions of times. I'm like real selective about, and I really hate to say this because I really don't dislike white people. I don't. I don't hate them for any particular reason. A lot of shit that white people do as a culture rubs me the wrong way, but it's mostly has to do with the shit that is from our culture, right? But, like, other than that, like, I'm cool as fuck with a lot of white people. But I have to be selective because I don't know until they prove me otherwise. Like, I'll be cool with you until you either prove me that you're a racist or that prove that you're down for the cause. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that's the crossover. Like, a lot of people, like, automatically, when they're being called out as a racist, it's easy to make that assumption that they're, like, part of fucking slavery, you know? Like, you know what I mean?
Well, no, but just like you said earlier before, like, white people don't know better sometimes because they don't have access to a whole lot of black people depending on where they're from.
Yep.
So I give every white person the benefit of the doubt, but if they stick to their guns and they're just like, nah, man, black folk don't deserve shit, I'm like, all right, I guess we're either fighting or I just can't fuck with you. Like, that's just the way it is.
I have 4 comments. Comment number 1, I think blaming white people for slavery is a critical thinking shortcut. Obviously, the vast majority of us didn't own slaves. My own grandfather was an indentured farm worker in the 1930s rural Canada.
That leads back to what I said earlier, like, not every white person is to blame. Like for example, Joe's people is Dutch. You can't blame the Dutch for shit, mostly, except for South Africa.
But here's my other
thing. You know what I'm saying? But, like, my grandmother's people, they're Swedish. Who the fuck was they holding?
To get to the other part of his question, though, like, why can't you blame other people for doing that without getting your fucking neck chopped off? Like, I don't know.
Oh, like other races? Like,
saying, like, the Jewish people are killing all the Palestinian people.
Or, like, all the Arabs are doing 9/11 all the time.
Yeah. Like, if you were to say, like, oh, all these Jews are killing all the Palestinians, everybody, like, hey, Jews aren't doing nothing, or, like, Jews are defending themselves, you know what I mean? Like, everybody will jump down your throat and be upset with you, but there's a lot of people who are like, yeah, it's kind of messed up what's going on, but I get Jews defending themselves, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I don't, from what I'm seeing, there's a lot of, like, I saw a 15-year-old boy, a 14-year-old boy get shot in the back by a fucking IDF just walking down the street. They pinned him up against the wall, fucked with him. He didn't even want to walk away because he was afraid. And once he got, like, 30 yards away, 40 yards away, they're like, pow, right in the back, dropped down. Like, I can tell you that's fucked up and that's wrong as shit. And that's, like, genocidal shit. But if anybody speaks against it, you know, you're automatically, like,
you're an asshole.
You're an asshole. Shit. You're anti-Semitic. You know what I mean?
Well, that's how it's been, like, this last few years up until, like, this, I guess, like, this year.
Yeah.
When anybody, like, color tries to speak out about anything. Like, I mean, not, like, verbatim. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one's getting rickied on these streets. But, right. Like, that was a terrible reference. But, like, you see what I'm saying, right? Like, like, I'm not getting shot for, like, my words. But, like, everybody's really getting, like beat up on the internet for being real as fuck. And it's crazy as shit because, like, this shit happened and it's going to keep happening until people, like, wake the fuck up and stop doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, that's why I think history should be taught and not fucking hidden.
And Florida's fucking up left and right.
Well, they're going to reach out to, because the rest of the world knows the truth. You know what I mean? Like, the rest of the world knows that.
Yeah, but without books in Florida, how are you going to know where to go to reach out to get that truth? They took all the books out, son.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, when people leave Florida, they're going to realize, like, oh, wow. But it's like that everywhere. Like, a lot of history is taught differently in different countries. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we all know how
history is. Well, the victor teaches history differently. And depending on the wars you fought, your history turned out better.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the victors had the pens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
One more.
This comes from us from Jaffman 1.
Okay.
I'm a Jaffman! Skibbidibbidibbidabada 1.
Aladdin costume. Is it racist?
Yeah. Who's wearing it?
I will tell you. Hi, guys. I'm half Mexican, half white Jewish American, and I'm wondering racist. If my Aladdin costume is okay to wear.
It depends. Okay, stop there. I already have the answer. Are you half white, half Mexican, like you look like what's that boxer?
It don't matter.
No. Hear me out. Do you look like what you know? Do you look like what's his name? C. Starts with a C. Canelo. Do you look like Canelo, or do you look like James Rodé Rodriguez?
It don't matter. He's a motherfucking Mexican. If you look like homie that
played Psych, he was dark enough to do both.
All right.
Yeah, he's half Mexican, but he's also half white. Okay, let me get that comment. I'm saying yes if you're dark enough.
I'm saying it's racist.
If you're dark enough to walk the streets and say riff raff, street rat,
nope.
you can
nope.
buy that.
Okay. I'm going to give you his characteristics first. The guy who posted.
Okay.
All right. He has brown skin and black curly hair.
Yes.
I still say no.
First comment.
He looks like me.
It don't matter what he look like. That motherfucker.
First comment. Do it. Just don't wear brown face. Always look bad.
But he's already said he has brown skin.
I know.
That'd be like me going to a tanning salon like, hey, man, I gotta get darker.
Second comment. Just a straight no.
Nope. I'm straight. I'm saying straight no. Like, I know that Mexican dude. Like, if you saw a fucking Indian dude or an Arabian dude wearing a fucking Aztec costume, he'd be talking shit.
All I'm saying, Sherm, is that if you got a perm and put that little Shriner hat on and the shirtless vest, bro, you make a dope Aladdin. In his middle age years, like stealing didn't work for me. I gotta work at a business job now.
Yeah, but
like,
he married a princess.
Say what?
He don't gotta work.
Yep, princess. She take care of everything.
Like the only people that can get mad are the people who find you out. And everybody who is brown from like a Middle Eastern and or South Asian country, they'll find you out.
Instantly. They'll look at you. They're like, no, your short ass is not.
Last comment.
Because I've barely met any short Arabic motherfuckers. Like almost all of them are like 5'10 or taller.
Like what's his name from, I can't remember his name, the great Khali, yeah. Yeah,
like they're all tall as fuck, dude.
Do it.
That's the final comment. All the no's were colored folk. All the go for it was motherfuckers who had no colored friends. I guarantee you they're like, yeah, you all look the same. Sand N-word, prairie N-word, all the same.
Yep. No. No, I wouldn't. If I can't give them a pass for my shit, there's no way I would let that happen. I would be like, nope. I don't get a pass for that. Nope.
All right. Well, do you want to, you guys want to end on a, I thought we were giving up on the motivational quotes, but I kind of want to end on one, but I thought we were going to do something different.
Like what?
I don't know. I can't remember that meeting we had. Neither do you, apparently. So let's end on a motivational quote.
I don't know any right now.
Just shoot from the hip.
Hey, man. Hey. Take a shit before you leave the house. You never know. You never know what's on them public toilet seats. I'm not even kidding you. You don't want to have to float that shit. Some of that shit leaps. They'll make a chain link of crabs.
A chain link?
You ever seen ants go over water or climb up a tree or link up to reach a tall branch? Crabs can do the same thing. Ask my uncle, he said that back in 1972.
What you got, DJ?
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Yes.
Just turn to the person sitting next to you and hit him with it.
Hit him with it. Hit him with the chocolates. I don't want to hit. I want to be violent with my chocolates.
Yo, here's my motivational quote. You're going to encounter some turkey one day. and that motherfucker gonna puff up at you, and your Uber's like a minute away, and you're life or death between turkey and Uber. And when that Irby puff, when that turkey puff up at you, you say, "Step the fuck off, bitch."
Yep.
And then you quickly run to your Uber before that motherfucker peck your life out.
Yep. That turkey pucket.
That actually happened to me last week. I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
We're joined by Kid Mastodon.
Sir Macadocious.
This is
And we are out.
We are out.
Peace.